and that will be available to you when it's released by the Auditor General. The update from the state legislature, we have appropriation hearings scheduled to go visit. The Senate appropriation is March the 21st. We'll go visit with Senator Katowski, who is the leader of the Senate Appropriations Committee. We also have a meeting scheduled for the House in April, I think April the 18th, with Representative Duncan, whose daughter is a freshman here at Urbana. So, we also were over, Dr. Wheeler is over making a presentation, a subject hearing last week on the 27th, the particular issues that was called forth by Senator Frerichs in particular to talk about the truth in tuition, guaranteed tuition, the wisdom of guaranteed tuition, talk about the cost of textbooks, talk about the cost of housing at a university, and basically did an admirable job responding to that request, and I think that all went well. Pensions, this continues to be something that happens, it's going to continue to happen. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. It's going to be a constant thing that's happening. You know that they threw a number of pension ideas up against the wall, and then none of them stuck last week, and this will be a constant thing that we're going to be looking at look at pension reform. The governor made significant comments about it yesterday in his budget address. Search firm policy, the state legislature passed a requirements on search firms and basically the restrictions on our use of search firms. We are crafting, and we have to basically have a policy approved before July 1st. The plan is to bring that to our May board meeting, basically to craft a policy for the use of search firms that carefully complies with the statute that it was passed, and work with the sponsors to make sure that they're satisfied with our policy. But that'll be coming before the board in May to comply with that piece of legislation. Lastly, and I'll use there's an insert that's not in your board vantage, but about the governor's budget recommendations. Yesterday, the governor put out his recommendations for the budget for 2014. In that, he talked about a 4.9% reduction in higher education. What that means to the University of Illinois is about a $33 million reduction in our appropriation for 2014. I think that I would caution the fact that the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability, COGFA, and the House revenue estimates are substantially lower than the governor's and the budget office's recommendations or expectations, about $500 million lower. And if they go to that, that would mean about another point and a half. If they do the same type of cut, it would mean another point and a half cut to the University of Illinois, which could be as much as $10 million additional if you had that additional 1.5% cut from that. SERS, the State University Retirement System, they're going to put another $1.5 billion as a certified amount that they have to put into the SERS system, into the retirement system for State University retirees. That's a $107 million increase over the prior year to keep up with the needs of the. Probably one of the most disconcerting things is there was no capital in this program. So there's nothing, no capital bill, nothing for to look forward to. So now the last time we had capital was in 2010. I guess the good news is anything that's been appropriated has been reappropriated for continued funding from prior years. The only thing we lost, if I could see, we had some diminution in a number of different areas, but the only thing we lost left about a $500,000 pharmacy program at Rockford basically was eliminated in this budget. So obviously we're going to try to get it back, and we'll make that run at it, but it was eliminated in this budget. Lastly, the MAP, the Monetary Award Program, was left at $371 million in total for all of higher education. This is no change from the prior year. You should know that on last Friday, on February the 28th, they announced the close of applications for Monetary Award Program funding for this coming academic year. So if students did not have their application in by last Friday, they're not going to be getting any monetary award for this coming academic year. Move on to the status of the receivable with the state of Illinois as of today. This is dated February 28th, but it still is the same as of today. The state owes us $495 million. A week ago, it was at $525 million, but last Thursday, on the last day of February, we received $30 million.
Is 525 the highest it's ever been?
Yes.